It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here is our weekly deep dive into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. And as every Friday, it's always a great day when you're in the studio with Kyle Bailey.
Now, we're going to get into real estate news, but I understand we're going to hit a whole different topic first.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a good topic to be cognizant of about, especially with this triple-digit heat we're seeing. We're going to be talking about wildfire preparedness and what homeowners can do to protect their homes.
So, and that's really the kind of the aspect that ties this all together, is you spend all your work dealing with homes, and people make it their biggest investment likely in their life. So it's important that they know about this so they can protect their home, especially in the next week with what we're dealing with here. What can you tell us about wildfire preparedness?
Yeah, so this is a great topic. Shockingly, you guys, this is something that we can control. It was shocking to me to see that more than 70% of these fires are human caused. So, you know, just be cognizant of the activities we're doing. A lot of fires are caused from sparks from cars, debris burning, lawnmowers, campfires. Sometimes we get downed power lines that are going to ignite a fire. And a lot of times these are happening when we have high heat like we're experiencing right now.
So what about the fire danger levels?
Yeah, so this is important. You know, there's a DFPA puts out fire danger levels. So in the last several weeks, I think fire season started the beginning of June. They were at a low fire restriction. As of July 4th, it went up into the high fire public use restriction, up from moderate.
So what are some things a homeowner can do to prevent wildfires around their home?
Yeah, so this is really important. One of the things that was surprising to me, I mean, I think, you know, we always think of Oregon as being such a wet state and that we need to keep our gutters cleaned and clear so that the downspouts work. Well, this is also one of the things about preventing fire around your home is keeping those gutters cleaned out of any debris so that they don't catch on fire. So you're wanting to remove any flammable objects around your house.
And I know one of the things that people have struggled with is they like a landscape look with all these lush plants and all of that. But the idea is to keep them pulled back from your actual house structure.
Yeah, you want to maintain a 5-foot fire-free area around your home with landscaping that is non-flammable. And so, you know, removing the debris from your roof and your gutters, trimming those trees that overhang your house. And as I'm going through this list, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have a list of things to do as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people do.
This was interesting because a lot of our furniture is wooden, and you want to be cognizant about keeping that wooden outdoor furniture and those play structures away from the house at least 30 feet. You're also going to want to check out your plants. Remove any dead plants, branches, needles, leaves, and other materials that can burn. Another thing on this list that I'm like, oh, I have some dead trees in my yard. Keep your plants and lawn watered and mow the grass regularly. So these fire restrictions do restrict mowing grass that is dried. You need to mow that right now before 10 a.m. But if your lawn is lush and green, you can mow that at any time.
Right. And in fact, yesterday I mowed the lawn. My wife said, you could get a citation for that. It's like, no, I couldn't because it's green. We've got a sprinkler system. We keep it irrigated and all that.
Yep.
So if that's the case, you're fine. But if you've got, especially, you know, an extended property or acreage that has to be mowed, but it doesn't regularly get water, then yeah, you've got to follow those restrictions.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, sometimes the city and the county will go around and they'll be like monitoring because they want that high grass removed because it is a fire hazard and it could ignite your neighbors or other adjacent properties.
So what else have you found about fire danger to share with people?
Yeah, so if you have any wood piles, you know, it's important to keep those 30 feet away from the house. You know, just just be cognizant. Keep a clear path. Another thing I really like is DFPA offers a FireWise program for homes. So if you have like rural property and you've got a lot of trees on your property, they will help clear up that and create a defensible space for you. And it's actually a program that does not cost the homeowner anything. So you're probably paying for it maybe in your property taxes, but take advantage of those programs.
And they can do that for entire neighborhoods. If you've got a rural neighborhood that wants to kind of get the whole area cleaned up and essentially protect yourself, but your neighbors as well.
That's right. Exactly right.
All right. Other things from DFPA?
Gosh, you know, they're busy. They do a great job. You know, I think they've got four stations here. They're constantly monitoring, you know, the areas to make sure there's no, to prevent fires as quickly as they come. But right now, debris burning, that is like a big cause of causing wildfires. So they're constantly going out, helping people put out their debris burns that get out of control. Something that was interesting, high fire restrictions prohibit fireworks. So I don't know, that probably wasn't enforced last night. As I was coming to the radio station this morning, I did see some really good neighbors that had fireworks out, but also had their hoses out. So kudos to them.
All right, very good. Well, a lot of information there. Let's talk real estate and what's going on this week in the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, so here's the weekly updates for June 28th through July 4th, looking at the last 7 days. Coming soon listings, one hit the market or is coming on the market soon. We saw 46 new listings coming on the market, a little bit of a light week, and that could be due to the holiday. Back on the market listings, we had 20 that came back on. There was 3 sellers that negotiated bumpable sales on their properties this week. Price changes down a little, 46 for the week. Pending properties, this we had a huge spike. This we saw 64 pending properties on the market. This is up from 39 in the prior week. This is a nice windshield look at the market. So forecasting future closings to come. Sold properties, we saw 40 closings in the last week, and because it's the first of the month, we had 29 listings that expired, and so we'll see if those come back on the market.
And I see a lot of interesting listings that are out right now.
Yeah, so, you know, we still have our affordable homes and parks coming on at Berry Loop. There's a house there for $40,000, so jump on that one. One of the interesting listings is this property at 205 Callahan View Way. I just love this neighborhood. It's a gated community. The house sits on an acre. All the square footage is one level. It's 2,300 square feet. Got a great view of the vineyard and the Callahans. It's listed for $899.9. It also has a nice shop and an RV garage. So quite a bit of things there for the money.
And it's amazing in neighborhoods like this. I mean, 1 acre isn't huge, but it's a lot bigger than your typical quarter acre lot in a, you know, a regular neighborhood. And this area just looks so open and rural, yet you're only about 5 minutes from the freeway.
That's right. 5 minutes from the freeway, 2 minutes from Garden Valley. And it does have this lush green landscaping for fire prevention.
And I see a property as well, even with looks like a little pond there nearby.
Yeah, this is a beautiful estate on Fisher Road. It's on the North Umpqua River. It's a 4-bedroom, 4-bath home, just under 4,000 square feet, 5 acres. It's got a beautiful pond. It's listed for $1.65 million. It also has a 3,700-plus square foot shop that's got, it's all insulated, propane heater. It's got finished storage. It's got an RV and trailer barn. A lot of structures there for the money and a great location as well.
Wow, 5 acres and a lot on it as well. In the Umpqua Valley, we've got neighborhoods that are just really cool to look at. And one is Quail Lane. I've always really liked it out there.
Gosh, Quail Lane. This listing also caught my eye, Kyle. I couldn't help not look at all the pictures. So kudos to the photographer and the agent that marketed this. But it is a house that was built in 1938 and beautifully remodeled. You would not believe that it was built in 1938. Lush landscaping, 1.1 acres, 2,800 square feet. Listed for $699.9 just last week. You guys, this only lasted 2 days on the market before it went pending.
And before the clock runs out on us, how do people get connected with you?
Right. You guys can stop by 2658 Northeast Stevens Street. Give us a call or a text at 541-371-5500 or reach out to us on marygilbert.com.
All right, that wraps up Local Real Estate Today. It's 9 o'clock.